Kirk looking left, caught. Jamison Crowder. It's a Redskins touchdown. Three touchdown passes in the first quarter for Kirk Cousins here in Dallas.
The number one reason the Redskins have gone from 4-12 to 9-7 and the playoffs, Kirk Cousins. 20 touchdown passes and just three picks in his last 10 games. We're not talking dinking and dunking either.
Going end zone, right side, looking for Jackson. Caught by DeSean Jackson. Touchdown, Redskins.
Led by DeSean Jackson, he's got three wide receivers who can beat you deep.
They got guys who can blow it off the top. I mean, it's something that's noticeable on film, and Kirk Cousins is playing well.
Cousins' favorite target, however, tight end Jordan Reed. They can run clear-out patterns for him on the opposite side of the field, and Reed is fast enough to take advantage.
Jordan Reed, probably the most complete player, tight end, but he's more like a wide receiver.
Label Alfred Morris and the Redskin running game as functional, as is their offensive line, save left tackle Trent Williams. Label Washington's only Pro Bowler as fantastic.
He's big, powerful man. He's fast. I mean, probably one of the fastest offensive linemen that you watch on tape. Pulling, stretch plays, everything he brings to the table. But yeah, he's good.
From behind, it is a sack. It's the showstopper, Ryan Kerrigan. 9.5 sacks this year.
Up front defensively, outside linebacker Ryan Kerrigan is their best player, while nose tackle Terrence Knighton is their biggest. Listed at 354, he's rumored to be 380.
When you go against a guy with that kind of size, we're talking nearly four bells. What's important?
Just that you have a good pad level and you really bring some strength with him because you know he's going to have some power behind him.
The Redskins' secondary, not nearly as formidable, and it qualifies as Washington's weak link. Three of its top six players are on IR, and at times it shows. Opportunity is knocking for a Packer passing game that's been looking for answers.
It's the playoffs. We just got to make plays. I mean, when the opportunity presents itself, whether it's a tough catch or an easy catch, you got to make plays.